Now, back to high school football on Good Times and Great Oldies. WOBM AM 1160 and 1310.
And we welcome you back here from Manasquan High School. It is 14-7 in favor of the Big Blue. Manasquan with the football at the Wall 49-yard line. Second down and 11 as we start our final quarter of regulation. It'll be fitting again out of that Wildcat look. And again, nothing doing. Wall has that play figured out the last couple of times. New wrinkle, kind of an interesting time to pull it out for Manasquan. We haven't seen that at all so far today. And for the second consecutive time, either a loss or no gain on the play. It'll be third and 11 now from the Wall 49-yard line. Receivers to either side. And now a trip set up for Manasquan off to the left. Fitton again gets the snap. Gonna run left. Have a little more success this time. Pound it down inside the 45 to the 42-yard line, but still 4 yards shy of a first down. It'll bring up fourth down and four, and Manasquan will play the field position game and look now for a decent punt out of Murphy and pin the football back deep inside of Wall's territory. Low snap again. Murphy, end-over-end job. Bounces inside the 15. Will roll down inside the 10. Get down to about the 8. Or to be first down at 10 for a Wall. Crimson Knights need a touchdown to get back into the football game here. They trail 14-7, 10:37 to go in the fourth quarter.
What have we had, Matt? Maybe 10 punts today by both teams?
It's been a lot.
I don't know if any of them have been caught.
There's been a lot.
One fair catch, I remember, and that's about it. Everyone has hit the ground and been off the side of the foot. That time a low liner. Wall's got to catch that.
Gifford with his own end zone. Pretty close behind. We'll hand it off to Lauro on first down. Get to the 10-yard line. Gain of about 2. Set up a second down and 8. McDonough and Quinlan will come this time. Same side of the field. Offensive left.
Dangerous place to throw the football on your 10-yard line.
I formation. LaRusso and Lauro. Manasquan showing blitz. Gifford does want to throw. Hangs it up. Catch is made by number 8, Kyle McDonough. He'll haul it in. He'll get Wall of first down and give the Crimson Knights some breathing room. Risky, but only if it doesn't work. Now to the 23-yard line, where it'll be first and 10 now for Wall. We've played off 2 minutes in this fourth quarter, 9:54 to go, with Manasquan leading 14-7. Five-man front for the Warriors. The give is to Lauro up the middle. He's hit a yard over the line of scrimmage. Set up second and 9. Big cloud of dust went up with that last tackle. Involved in there, Vigilante and Jones.
And they are in the middle of the dirt portion, which is most of the middle of the field. But they're in the heaviest of the dirt right now.
Gifford splits his receivers here.
Late change on the line.
Straight eye formation. It'll be Lauro off the right side. Broke a tackle. Comes forward. Gets close to a first down. Good effort that time by John Lauro. The senior fullback now turned tailback in this one after the injury to Maselli. And close enough that the referee is going to bring the chains on to measure.
Well, it's like I said at the end of the third quarter, if they could hold the football, get it into the fourth quarter, trailing down 7, they'd have a shot here. There have been a couple of punts that have gone back and forth since then, but now Wall on a little drive, starting inside their own 10. They are just short here, but nice to be in a second and short. Third and short.
Yep, third down. Less than a half a yard to go. Been a very methodical game offensively for both of these teams. Neither one known during the course of the year for their heavy offensive prowess. On third and short, quarterback sneak off the right side. Gifford going to have enough, I believe, to move the chains as the referees run in. Stop shy of the 35-yard line. Didn't get a whole lot, but it's going to be enough for the first down.
Yeah, he just had to make the 35-yard line or short of it, but he picks it up easily. No measurement. Wall continues. 8:40 and counting.
Third quarter seemed like it took a while. The fourth quarter has at least the clock moving pretty quick in between plays. Split wide receiver set. McDonough one side, Quinlan the other. Gifford this time from the shotgun. Draw play up the middle for Lauro. Another good hard run by Lauro. An 11-yard pickup. That's going to be a first down for Wall.
Yeah, this French draw, as you called, Matt, off the left side. Lauro picking his spots. Finds a little groove in there and runs it for a first down. Nice job by Laurel, who's picked up the pace after the injury to Maselli.
And definitely on this drive, since the fumble the last time that he had and Wall had the football, it was a Laurel fumble that gave Manasquan back the ball. The defense was able to hold, and now Laurel running with some purpose. Same set, pitch this time to Laurel off the right side, cuts at the line of scrimmage, able to get forward for maybe a half a yard, nothing more than that. Vigilante, the first on the scene for Manasquan. Second down and long coming up. 7:35 and rolling in the fourth quarter. Manasquan 14, Wall 7.
I know you talked to Monmouth University head man, Coach Callahan, and he said he was coming today, wasn't he?
He's probably around somewhere.
Yeah. Haven't seen him on the side.
Second and 10 for Gifford. Play action. Wanting to throw in the flat. Was it a catch? No. Incompletion. LaRusso, the fullback, had it. They will say it was an incomplete pass.
Wow.
Got stuck pretty hard.
That's a pretty optimistic call for Wall right there, because that pass looked like it was caught and took a couple of steps and then was hit, but the rule was no pass, and, of course, we do not have replay on the high school level.
Bellafile applied that hit for Manasquan out of the safety spot, called his name a bunch. Now a big third down here for Wall. Third down and 10. Clock stopped with 7:05 remaining. Quinlan and McDonough, slot receiver combination, to the left side of the formation. Ball from the middle of the field. Gifford wanting to throw. Crossing pattern. Doesn't have anyone. And it's batted down to the line of scrimmage. Then caught by Lauro on the deflection. He'll get back to the line of scrimmage. Nothing more than that. And it will set up fourth down and 10. Ball kind of got popped around a couple of times in a pack of people. Lauro came away with it. And it will set up fourth down. And Wall, I think if it was a little closer, maybe they'd think about going for it. But not on fourth and 10.
With 6:35 left, they will punt it away. 10 yards to go, so I don't see a fake coming here.
Shields gets the snap. No pressure. High, spiraling, wobbly punt. Miller almost lost the football as he ran through a tackle. Takes it to the 34-yard line. Manasquan business now, Ed. And this is kind of, I think, the stage of the game you were waiting for. 6:15, if they can keep the clock moving, and certainly if they got one more score, Wall would be in trouble.
No, I would say for sure, Wall could get one. I don't think they could get two. But you're right, a couple first downs here will move this game into the later stages and make it tough for Wall to come back. Look for Squan to keep it on the ground right here.
Tight formation in a twin set off the left side. The pitch is going to go to Murphy. Murphy trying to stretch it to the sideline. He's got some yards to work with as he will run into the Manasquan sideline and get 7, maybe 8 yards out over the 40 to the, and they'll put it down at the 41. So let's call it second down here in 3.
Murphy stepped out of bounds there, so the clock does stop. That's his own. That was his only mistake there as he ran downhill there. Very effective run and tough running by Murphy.
Squall will break from the huddle. Castellanos, the tight end, to the right side of the formation. Schatzman and Grogan off the left side. Murphy on the carry, looking to move the pile forward, and does. Going to be pretty close to a first down from the two referees running in, one from either side. Referee will come over and eyeball this one up. It may be worthy of a measurement, and I believe that it is.
Yeah, they will measure as they measure. Kind of strange on the wall sideline, Matt, not to see Coach Turpak out. Turpak, longtime defensive coordinator for the Knights.
He's at the game, too. I saw him this morning as fans were starting to cycle in.
Not coaching this year anywhere. John Laguerre, who has taken over as the D coordinator for Nick Gregorio.
It was enough for the first down on the measurement. So first and 10 for Manasquan, which means they can run some more clock off here. We're inside of 6 minutes remaining. Now down to 5:35 as Manasquan breaks the huddle. Schatzman and Grogan, tight slot receiver combo. Look for a pitch this time coming to the right. Yep, draw play up the middle. It'll go to Murphy. And Murphy with good forward push gets 3 yards. It'll be second and 7.
The one thing Manasquan has done, even if they do not pick up any more first downs, is obviously they have changed the field position with the ball just over or just about at the 50-yard line. A punt here would put Wall deep in their own territory and make it that much tougher for the Knights to score. But Manasquan looking for a couple more first downs to ice this one.
Manasquan just trying to do exactly that, Ed. Ice the game away. Back judge has started counting. Cacaval right on top of it. Another reverse setup for Grogan. Seen that play a couple of times from Manasquan. Couple to Grogan. He scored on one or two to Fitton. They'll lose a yard. Manasquan will. Half a yard at least. And let's call it third down and 8.
And easily the most important play for the Knights right now. Just 3rd and 8. Got to force a punt here.
Manasquan again taking their time. Taking down towards 4 minutes remaining.
Will the Squan put it up here?
Back judge counting. Cacaval again. We'll pitch it to Fitton. Trying to bounce it to the outside. Cut up. Not going to have nearly enough for the first down. He'll only get a yard to leave the Big Blue with a 4th down and 7. And that punt team will have to come on. It'll be Murphy to move back into punt formation. McDonough will go back and look to field this one for Wall.
Wall's going to get it back with about 3 minutes to go in this contest. 4th quarter, trailing by 7.
High snap. Wall came with pressure, almost blocked it. McDonough will make the fair catch at the 23-yard line, and it'll be 1st and 10 for Wall. They trail it 14-7, the Crimson Knights do, with 3:23 remaining in the 4th quarter. Manasquan 14. Wall 7, good defensive series that time for the Crimson Knights, able to get the football back, and it's still with a mountain of time left in this game.
Yeah, but I think at some point they're going to have to throw the ball to get it into the end zone, Matt. Don't know if they could drive it. They don't really have that breakaway runner. That's going to take it 25 or 30 yards on any one carry.
4 wide receivers set here for Gifford. Gets it from the shotgun, rolling off to his right. Looking for a receiver, doesn't have anybody. Then goes across, almost intercepted, and then dropped at the last second. Miller was there along with Callie. They actually came together and I think made sure that one or the other didn't come away with the interception. Stops the clock with 3:15 to go on the incompletion. Now second and 10.
It was great closing speed by Miller that time to almost get his arms underneath that ball.
Gifford again checking the armband. Has two receivers to either side on a second and 10. Manasquan with four-man line and four-man pressure. Gifford over the middle. He's got a man. Catch is made by McDonough. Kyle McDonough. He's had a pretty good game. He'll come up hobbling right now. We'll try and stay on, and will.
He waves his replacement off the field. Gutsy kid right there. McDonough, he has been involved quite a bit today.
Middletown South leading Middletown North 21-13. We'll give you a total recap of the games that have been taking place during the morning hours along with this one in our post-game show. Gifford here on first and 10, wanting to throw into the Manasquan sideline. Doesn't have anybody. Threw it away to stop the clock with 2:48 to go. And it's still 14-7 Manasquan, second and 10 coming up for the Crimson Knights.
Knights looking to send this one into overtime with a score and an extra point.
There has been one overtime game in this series. It was actually one of the games we didn't do in the series. Gifford able to elude the rush, come forward on a quarterback draw, and get the first down. Picks up 11, and the chains will move the ball out to the wall 48-yard line.
Well, the clock's the enemy now. They've got to move along here. Can't take as much time as they usually do. Clock will start after they reset the chains. It's moving now. 2:30 and running.
Gifford again with four wide receivers into the set. All into the pattern. Wanting to throw. Goes in the flat. Has McDonough again. That catch will be made in front of Miller, who will make the tackle. And McDonough takes it into Manasquan territory at the 45-yard line. A gain of about 8. Brings up a second and 2. That overtime game, by the way, was in 2008. It was a Manasquan win, 42-35. Second and a long 2 with 2 minutes remaining. Manasquan showing blitz. Wall going to change the play and now take a timeout.
Timeout.
He wasted some time there.
Yeah, they did.
Wasted
about 15 to 20 seconds.
Yep, with that timeout, we'll take a quick one as well. 1:54 to go in the fourth quarter. Manasquan clinging to a 7-point lead, 14-7. We're back after this 30-second timeout with more of the Open MRI of Wall Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.
You're listening to High School Football on Good Time Oldies, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310.
Back here from the home of the Big Blue Warriors, Manasquan High School. Matt Horman and Sarah Luca on the Shore Sports Network. We're Manasquan up 14-7, 1:54 to go in the fourth quarter. Four wide receivers set here for the Crimson Knights off the timeout. Second down and a long 2. Jack Gifford, the junior quarterback, rolling off to his left, giving chase Manasquan, and Gifford will put it in the turf. Didn't have anybody down the field, so we'll essentially throw it away and set up third down. And a long 2 coming up with 1:49 remaining in the fourth quarter.
Well, they got to pick up the first down here now. This is where you want to probably power run it with Loro and then quickly get to the line and either spike it or run another play, a back-to-back play as they reset the chains. But you got to essentially get the first down on this third down play. You don't want to go to fourth.
Third down, a long 2. Gifford wanting to throw from the shotgun, going over the middle. On the seam, almost intercepted, went through the hands of Dingley first, and then Miller had a crack at it for Manasquan, probably a better crack. And, Ed, as you said, you don't want to go to fourth down, but that's where we're at.
Yeah, that's where we're at. Now it's essential. You pick up 3 yards. Now you don't know what you want to do here. You want to run it or throw it. I would have personally gone for the run there. I think they could have picked it up on the ground because obviously Manasquan is thinking pass. Their linebackers have dropped back a couple steps. You could see the depth. They're almost at 5 yards, the linebackers.
Well, this is essentially the game here. Fourth down and a long 2. Gifford gets the snap. Quarterback draw set up. He's in trouble, and he's not going to get it. Heavy pressure applied. Jones was there. Castellanos was there. Warner was there. Everybody from the front four involved on that play. And on first and 10, Manasquan gets the football back with 1:39 to go. They hold on downs and can now run the clock out.
That'll send the crowd home as the bleachers start to empty. The fence gang starts to leave. Wall with two timeouts. Got to use them quickly here. Coach is yelling out the defensive players to grab at the football. Manasquan's got to take care of the football.
Murphy has run hard all day and will here on first down. Gets eight. Timeout will be taken by Wall with 1:33 remaining.
And they've got one left, Matt, so they could stop it one more time. So essentially a first down here will end this football game. We go to victory formation and end it.
And you think as well, you know, you say everyone from Wall knows one thing. They've got to try to strip the football. Usually when that happens, tackling fundamentals go out the window, and we saw that there. I mean, Murphy ran through arm tackles and picked up eight with a second and two.
Well, I think the second half running of Murphy and, of course, the I'm not going to say lucky touchdown, but the touchdown by Grogan on the fumbled reverse in which he broke some tackles afterwards. But it's been the fundamental ground game of Murphy up the middle that have put this one away for Manasquan. As we start to think about our player of the game.
Maybe peek into what Ed thinks. Second and two. We said Wall with one more timeout. A first down pretty much ends the football game. Grogan in motion. From right to left. Murphy will get the carry. Murphy will have the first down. He'll take it over the Wall 40. Clock will stop for a second while the chains move.
Well, if you're going to ask me, I think the junior, Joe Murphy, would be my player of the game.
That's okay with me.
I think he's run the ball very effectively. Unofficially, I don't have any numbers on him, but he's got to be near 100 yards, I would think, between the first half and second half. And they are now in victory formation as we are at 1 minute. And this one is over. They're going to call a timeout right now. No, they will not call a timeout. No timeout. Good move by Nick Gregorio. He checks with his offense, with his sideline staff, and they say, no, don't bother. So Manasquan will take what? The 7-6 lead?
7-6 advantage, yep. In the Thanksgiving Day series.
Right. Nice win by Manasquan. Methodical. What they do best, adjust at halftime to the running game. That running game wasn't too effective in the first half. Certainly was in the second half. And the turkey will taste a little bit better in a community that was really hurt severely by Hurricane Sandy, Manasquan High School.
Inside of 10, and Manasquan will finish up their year 5-5 overall. Wall will wind things up under the first-year head coach, Nick Gregorio, 2-7-1. Final score, Manasquan 14, Wall 7. We step out for 2 minutes. We're back right after this timeout to wrap things up with more coverage of Thanksgiving Day action from Manasquan High School on the Shore Sports Network.
Now, back to high school football on Good Times and Great Oldies. WOBM AM 1160 and 1310.
Final score here from Manasquan High School. The Big Blue win this one 14-7 over the Crimson Knights of Wall. Manasquan will finish up their year at 5-5. As soon as players are done shaking hands and stuff, we'll grab our player of the game. Maybe a quick word from the Manasquan head coach, Jay Price. Not the most thrilling of these games that we've done, but a lot of meaning for Manasquan to finish up their year the way that they did. They had that three-game winning streak to get into the playoffs, that playoff loss, and then a win here on Thanksgiving Day. So important stuff for the Big Blue. They win four of their last five to finish up the year at 5-5. Everybody leave you, Ed? Everybody leave you down there?
Yeah, we missed them through the line, but we'll get them. We'll get them. We're working on them.
Well, at the very least, maybe we can grab Coach.
Who is not around either, is he? I think he let him into the locker room. What's going on here? Oh, here he is. I got him. I got him. I got him. I got him. I want to get Joe Murphy was our player of the game. Coach, pretty methodical effort. Some nice halftime adjustments. You ran the football very effectively second half.
Yeah, you know what? It was more of an effort thing, we thought, in the first half. We didn't really change a whole lot during halftime. We kind of got after him a little bit. We don't ordinarily like to yell, but we did. But in the second half, you know what? We came out and we did the things we thought we could do in the first half. But you know what? They're tough, you know? And that's one of these games. You throw the records out the window, and you know both teams are going to come out here, and it's going to be a one-score game no matter how it works.
Well, you take the 7-6 lead in the Thanksgiving Day rivalry. It's always nice to have that edge, right?
It is. It is good. It makes you feel it's better than being on the other side.
Coach, the storm damage and what this community has gone through has got to make this game a little something extra for you.
Yeah, you know, I mean, even last night at the parade, there were a lot of people out there for a team that was 4-5, you know, and you could tell. Pete Cahill came up to me before it started and said, there's something different about this, and there was. You know, we showed up here. On the dinner table, you know, while I feel for them, and I still have a lot of friends over there, and I know how it feels to be on that side, you know, I'll take it.
Well, congratulations, Coach. Enjoy the turkey today with the family, and this gets you set up for next year.
I hope so. It's a good spring, but better than last year.
And here he is, our player of the game, Joe Murphy. Joe, I mean, running the football in the second half, big effort.
Oh, yeah, the linemen put the effort in. I mean, they just make holes for me, and I just like to run through them. That's all it is. That's all. They put the work in, and I just make it look good.
Hey, Coach said, you know, they don't like to do it, but there was a little yelling going on in the locker room at halftime.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely they had to do it because we weren't playing how we had to. We weren't bringing our effort, and we were just playing like lackadaisical. We came out lazy, and it showed in the first half, and clearly the first drive of the game after they yelled at us, we went down the field and scored.
You know, what you guys have gone through, what the community of Manasquan has gone through the last 3 weeks, you know, your beaches have been devastated. You know, how much do you feel for the people that were really affected, and what does the game something extra mean for you?
It's bigger than a game. It's for those people. It's an escape. It's an escape from what happened, and they come here for an hour, maybe 45 minutes, just to feel good and to get away from what Sandy did to them. And we saw it firsthand. We went down there. We shoveled, and it's devastating. Really, it puts a hole in your heart. It makes you feel for them, and just. This is the least we can do for him, is just play football for him.
Well, only a junior, right, Joe?
Yes, sir.
Back for another big one next year, and coming off this game here, this sets you up for 2013.
Yes, sir. We're ready to go.
Joe Murphy, our player of the game. He'll pick up his trophy next week.
Good way for Manasquan to go into the offseason. Let's run through a couple of scores for you that have become final. It was Red Bank Catholic beating Rumson Fairhaven 28-12. Holmdel over Raritan 30-27. Point Beach stays undefeated. They beat Shore Regional and win a division championship 19-7. Long Branch over Red Bank 13-0. Middletown South beat Middletown North 21-13. Neptune over Asbury Park 13-6. Lakewood with a win over Tom Jervis South 7-0. Southern over Central 35-0. One game we don't have anything on is Monmouth Regional and Ocean Township. Our final score, one more time, Manasquan knocks off Wall 14-7. We say so long from Vic Caboo Warrior Field. For my partner Ed Saraluki and our engineering crew, Brad Burascano, and also Lauren Bajica, and the entire Shore Sports Network. Happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy the rest of your day. And thanks so much for listening to us here on 1160, 1310 AM and ShoreSportsNetwork.com. You've been listening one more time to the Open MRI of WAG Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.